Hello out there to all the assorted audiophiles who may be listening to this. It's Gwentlian here, or Gwen, or Shannon, or Shinono, she of many names. But I don't care what you call me, as long as you don't call me late for dinner. Anyhow, I just heard a fantastic boo by Paul Hopkins at VI Podcasting, who is a really great person, by the way. If you're not following him, you should be, because he provides such interesting content. And also, he's very well-spoken, and so he makes anything he does sound very professional. So I would heartily recommend that you give him a listen if you're not already doing so. Anyhow, he talked about how podcasting has never really been monetized, because it's rather difficult to do so without providing a huge audio package. And he was asking for thoughts. Well, at first I thought, you know, I'll just say what I have to say in a comment. And then I thought, you know what? No, I'm going to post my own boo about this. So here I am, booing away. Boo, you say. First of all, I must say, I absolutely love the medium of sharing audio. I love to record audio. I always have. When I was a kid, I had a succession of tape recorders, and I would take them with me everywhere, and I would record everything, and I guess I still do. My friend Kim says I'm dangerous with a digital recorder. But I'm not in the sense that I would never post anything of a private nature. If anything like that ever gets recorded, it automatically gets deleted. I don't even save it, let alone post it. But yes, this medium of being able to record audio, say if I'm on location somewhere, or if I just want to contribute my own thoughts, and then being able to submit that audio onto a server where I can share it with others, is really phenomenal. I enjoy it thoroughly. I never thought I would. I mean, I always knew that I liked to record audio, but I never thought that I would share it. So I'm actually very grateful to Audioboom, because it's opened up a whole brand new world for me. In fact, I am going to say something very personal here that I don't talk about a whole lot in public. First of all, I don't really feel that it's fair to bombard people with personal stuff. And second of all, I kind of feel that they probably wouldn't want to hear it anyway. But this all has to do with audio and podcasting, so I am going to make a point here, or at least try to. So I have been battling depression for a long time, a lot longer than I really ever realized. I'm currently on medication for it, which is helping enormously. Anyhow, 2 years ago, I had a really serious period of depression, and if it were not for my mother and my faith in God, I don't think I would be here today. I really have a lot to thank my mom for. Back in the winter of 2013, I guess, my depression was so severe that I would not get out of bed in the mornings. I didn't want to talk to anybody. I didn't want to eat. I didn't want to do anything. And my mom, God bless her, would not take no for an answer. She actually came and got me a couple times and took me to the doctor and took me back to her place to make sure that I was okay. Just hang on a second. My phone is ringing, my cell phone. Okay, I have no idea who that is, so I'm sorry. I'm going to ignore that for the moment. The first really severe episode of depression that I had was, I think, caused by a medication that I was taking that I had a really violent reaction to. The second one, I'm not so sure what brought that on, but both times my mom was there to support me and help me, and like I said, if not for her and my deepening faith in God, I'm not sure that you would be listening to me right now. My point in mentioning all this is that one other thing that has really helped with the depression is Audioboom and this whole podcasting thing. When I got into Audioboom, my depression was somewhat better, thank God. It wasn't nearly as severe as it had been. But still, whenever I'm feeling down, I go on Audioboom and I always find something to lift me up and make me smile and brighten my day. So I am seriously grateful for that. So not only do I love recording audio, I love hearing other people's audio. Now, as to the podcasting itself, I don't believe that podcasting would be easy to monetize. I think people would pay for some things, like really professionally done shows and music and that sort of thing. But I cannot believe that anybody would pay anything to listen to my waffle. I just think it would be difficult to set that up. I believe that in order for one to do that, one would have to offer a regular, say, weekly package of different podcasts, and then somebody might pay for the service. But then, of course, you'd have to get a whole bunch of contributors on board, and that might also be difficult. I'm trying to think if I myself would pay for something like that. I would if I could afford it, I'm sure. It depends on how much the cost would be. because, again, I love to listen to audio as well, especially if people are out and about and touring their various environs. To me, that's really fun. But I love thoughts in general, waffle as well, and music. That's why Audio Boom is so amazing, because one gets such a wide variety of content here. But yeah, I don't think a lot of people would pay for podcasts, I'm afraid. Who knows? Maybe someday I will be proven wrong. I hope that's the case, because, I mean, it would be nice to get something for what... I'm not going to say for what I do, because what I do isn't worth... well, I almost said a swear word there. it isn't worth anything. Whoops, it's a good thing I caught that in time. Naughty girl. Anyway, yeah. But, you know, I know that other people could really get together some amazing audio if they wanted to. But I think they'd have a hard time making money at that. So there you have it. There are my thoughts for what they're worth. I was going to say also, when I was talking about my mum, and I forgot, sometimes she gets on my nerves. She can be very negative at times, and she tends to overreact to things a lot. But, so sometimes I'll come on here occasionally and say, oh, my mother said this and it got on my nerves. But I am deeply thankful for her. She has been so supportive, and if anything were to really go wrong in my life, I know she'd be right there for me, and I know she cares about me. So, you know, I'm deeply grateful. And also, people at my church have been very supportive as well. And then my friend Kim, God knows what I'd do without her. So, you know, it's wonderful to have all these people in my life and to have Audio Boom in my life. So thank you, everyone, for all that you do. Keep it coming, please.